101 pre-story, and we'll just take it that way. Yeah. Seems to me that materialism is empty. Meaning that, well, there's no soul, there's no God, it's just empty there. It's a body with a brain where some reactions are going on, and when that stops, it's empty. Nothing, no life. And therefore, since everything is just matter in motion, existentially, it's ultimately empty, isn't it? And what's the meaning of it all? What's the higher meaning? If life, my life here, is nothing but a temporary event in matter, and when that event is over, I am no more. And before this event started, at the conception, I was not. Isn't this what materialism tries to tell us? Now, I find it even, you know, logical and reasonable that if you live with such a worldview, if that's your cosmos that you live in your whole life, then what, first of all, is the meaning of anything? But second of all, yes, welcome to life, study, work, buy things, get things, do things, just enjoy yourself as much as possible in the struggle for survival. Do this, gonna do that. But then we grow old. And we have done it all. And the action is kind of, if not over, so at least gradually coming to an end. Then what? You take out your pension, and the job you used to work, maybe even so as your life, is over. I think some they feel that emptiness. So they try to fill it up with, you know, I need to do something, hobbies, whatever, or hanging out with the friends, and maybe more often than not, drinking a bit too much or doing something else like that. Maybe to forget, to just sink down. Preparing for the end. You spend that life trying to collect something, building your riches. If not rich, at least, you know, we try to get this and that, build our home and procure our little abundance or big. But what I say, and I can't tell by my own experience at age 71 almost, that although I have lived my life rather simply, materially speaking, I am rich. And I'm not just saying it, I really feel rich. Because my life is rich. I'm rich inside. Because I've got, you know, I know who I am, and I can experience who I am. My existence is much bigger than this temporary, this little chapter that this life is. And reality, actual existence, is much more than this. And it's not just somewhere over there after this life, maybe, perhaps. But it's here right now. We just need to take a little break from that external life out there and go inward. That's what meditation and all that is so good for. And explore ourselves. But also when we start understanding it, I often say we are the rays of the sun. Who is God? Who is Krishna? Who is whatever name you prefer? And my very best friend who loves me, I know, and who I love. And we are all really friends. We're all the same family. And we all remain after leaving these bodies. And we can meet again if we belong together and want to be together, soul to soul. That's the abundance. That's what it means, the richness. Because life itself, we, and the world, and the soul of our souls is that richness. It's a richness of life, not a richness of things. So I can just speak for myself here that I'm so happy that I got this treasure from Srila Prabhupada, from the devotees. Which means that I'm sitting here now and I'm a rich man. And my life is just full of meaning and adventure and creative joy. And that will go on after I leave this body, which is aging. And whoops, there something goes. We can hope that the body lasts well and functions well until it's time to leave. But man proposes, God disposes. But no matter what our situation is and will be in this world out there, where this body moves around, within here we are rich. We just need to see that. And then, I would say, when you go that path, old age is beautiful, is more life. It's where you really can start living your life.